Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting second. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gordon Massa. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Kizer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Kizer. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Thurman. Batting third. The center fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hal Jeffcoat. And now, play ball. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tanner for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Temple reaches second base with a double. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thurman for the out. Temple moves to third. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Temple scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon Massa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massa strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Speak moves to third. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2-1, Cubs. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kizer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kizer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Post reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Post scores. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball four. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Temple takes first base on ball four. Bailey moves to third. Jeffcoat moves to second. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Kizer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Klusowski hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Post hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Long hits a line drive into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Robinson. Morin reaches second base with a double. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Massa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massa is 0-for-1 in the game. Massa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin scores. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeff Coat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Massa for a passed ball. Jeffcoat moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat moves to third. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-2 in the game. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeffcoat scores. Temple moves to second. It's 4-3. Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob will pinch hits for Don Kizer. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. John Briggs now pitching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Post hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeff Coat fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Morgan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Massa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Massa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Haas pinch hits for John Briggs. Eddie Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Meyer now pitching. Pete Wisenant pinch hits for Bob Thurman. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak, who is chasing the ball. Wisenant reaches third base with a triple. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 3 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to home to get Wisenant. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant now playing left field. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Gorrell strikes out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 3 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeff Coat fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Wisenhunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoke. The throw from Massa and he is safe. Hoke steals second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Taylor now playing left field. Pete Wisenhunt now playing center field. Frank Robinson now playing first base. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffcoat covering, for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Massa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massa is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Massa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.